الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable Ulama, respected elders, brothers, beloved youth, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our topic today is Noor, the radiance, the effulgence in Deenul Islam. When people ask us, explain Islam, a very easy way will be, we say, who is Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala? Allahu Nooru Samawati wal Ard. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala is the radiance, the effulgence in the heavens, in the earth. Anywhere we see, we look, we observe, we will find the symbols and signs of Almighty Allah. The wonderful rain, who is making this rain come down? Every droplet, a manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. Hence Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala poses the very question, أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ. Are you bringing down this rain from the clouds, from the heavens, or are we bringing it down? So everywhere, whether it is the trees, whether it is the clouds, whether it is the stars, the moon, whatever it is, all these are signs and symbols and manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. Who was, who is Nabi alayhi salatu salam's message? قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's message is filled with nur and radiance and effulgence. See in Surah Ibrahim, Surah 14, right in the beginning, Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala highlights, لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. O you Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in, and bring them to the nur, the radiance and the effulgence, the deen of Islam. So me and you brothers, each one of us can see our own plight and the plight of the ummah at large. We don't have to go into details. We all know what is happening. So we need to carry on with this da'wat and tabligh, the message and mission of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in that way we will see that people will come nearer and closer to the nur and the radiance and effulgence of Deenul Islam. Quran Sharif, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا. 6,236 verses. Every verse filled with radiance, effulgence and nur. Almighty Allah Himself calls it nur. Imagine our young children. Every week we hear, there's a jalsa here, there's a jalsa there. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala has blessed us with the greatest constitution for all times, all places. Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, when he would start reading the Quran Sharif, before opening the Quran Sharif, he would kiss the Quran and say, Hada Dusturu Rabbi. This Quran Sharif is the constitution of my Allah. So the nur of Almighty Allah in the entire Quran Sharif. You and me, O brothers, who are we? See what Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala enshrines, mentioned in the noble Quran. أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ. Whosoever Almighty Allah has opened our hearts, our bosoms, and there Almighty Allah has placed that nur, that light, that radiance, that effulgence from Almighty Allah Himself. Now how did that radiant effulgence enter the inner recesses of our heart? Every rakat of every salat, we are asking, begging, petitioning Almighty Allah, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Ya Allah, you grant us, not for me only, grant me, our families, our near, dear ones, the entire human race. Ya Allah, grant us that hidayat. So when the ulama are asked this question, that what is the definition of hidayat, what is the definition of this guidance we speak about, so they define it and say, Nurun wada'ahu Allahu fi qulubil ibad. It is that nur, that radiance, that effulgence, which enters the inner recesses of the heart of that person, so that he can distinguish, that person can draw a dichotomy between haq and batil. In Urdu we say, mera dil gawara nahi karta. In English we will say, my conscience does not allow it. What does it mean? The nur of our iman, the nur in the inner recesses of our heart, that does not allow us to go ahead and do that. So that is what we are speaking about. Now brothers, to illustrate this point via an example, mashallah, most of us, we drive, we have our vehicles. So you see that today we have park lights, then we have dim lights, then we have bright lights, then we have fog lights. You know the different types. Now today, where is each one of us? If I am at park lights, I need to go to dim lights and bright lights. If I am at dim lights, I need to increase it to the bright lights. We can't be retrogressing, we need to progress. And how are we going to progress? Remember, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. That we have to beg Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. We have to make the effort for deen. And then inshallah we will see that this hidayat is increasing within ourselves. And this Almighty Allah has mentioned Himself in the noble Quran. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. That those people who strive in our path, those who make effort in our path, then surely we will grant them that hidayat and that guidance in various and different ways. I'll just speak to you about few countries that I visited, what we call Karguzari, and from there you can understand Almighty Allah Jalla Wala choosing whoever He wants to, so that this nur of Islam can spread to all four parts of the world. From SA South Africa, we go to SA South America. I've been several times to Argentina, brothers. Argentina is very similar to South Africa, 50 million people, plus minus. And mashallah, the people are very, very receptive. But when we look at it, if you just go back 10, 20, 30 years, you will find there was not a single alim, Argentinian born, or a hafiz, Argentinian born. Mashallah, jamaats went from South Africa. Ulama made hijrat from South Africa. And now they are there. I'll just give you a few examples what's happening now, currently. In Buenos Aires, because of the work of Dawat and Tabligh, because of the ulama's migrating, making that qurbani, our young sisters going with their husbands and settling down there, Allah ki deen ko zinda karna hai. In their young age, what qurbani they are making. When I went the first time and I used to ask them, how long are you here? You see, when we came, we didn't know one word of Spanish. And subhanallah, you see what sacrifices they are making. Today, in Buenos Aires, where the Merkez is, I was there Ramadan time. So they took me just few hundred meters away. They said, come make dua here. So I said, dua to hum karenge, but what you doing here? They say, we purchased this land here And inshallah, we are going to build the 8-story madrasa, Darul Uloom, and all this will happen in the heart of Buenos Aires. Who is doing all this, brothers? That is Allah. Allah Jalla wa Ala chooses whomever He wants. Youngsters come to me and say, I'm studying in this Darul Uloom, in this madrasa. I'm in the second year, fourth year, fifth year. What dua must I make? Hazrat Qari Tayyib Sahib Rahimahullah wrote in his work, he says, so many thousand students studying in Darul Uloom, and I always tell them, make this dua, Allahumma ij'alni min al-maqbooleen. Ya Allah, make me from those students that you accept me for your deen. So all the young students, I always tell them same thing. See these brothers. And they went. Now they're starting these madrasas and Darul Uloom's and so forth. From Buenos Aires, you go further to a place called Quilmes. Subhanallah. Our youngsters, some of them studied by us. From various Darul Uloom's, Durban and Newcastle and Johannesburg, Zakaria and Azadville and various Darul Uloom. They have opened a Darul Tahfiz, Hifz class. And students are coming there to them from Paraguay and Uruguay and Venezuela and all these places. Imagine students coming to study Hifz class and become Hafiz. The barakat was the Jamaat that went from South Africa, the ulama who went from South Africa. This year, I met one brother, his name Usman. Listen to his incident. Usman was appointed by the intelligence. These people come and they long robes, big turbans and big beards and whatever. What are they doing in our country? You must go and investigate. He said, fine. He used to sit and all that, certain things he understands, certain things he don't understand. When he used to report, always he used to say, these people are good people. I haven't found one thing they did incorrectly. No. So they even asked him, on whose side are you? Are you on their side or you on our side? He said, you know what, best thing, let me go learn some Arabic. Because they read Riyadu Salihin. He went, subhanallah, he got all of the Arabic professor. He studied Arabic, everything. They sent him for intelligence purposes. Today his name is Usman, he embraced Islam, he's doing work of Dawat and Tabligh. That is Allah. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِيْنَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا. You will see a whole transformation taking place. You go to a place called Mada Plata, it's like your Durban. Very beautiful, coastal city. See, brothers, Allah Jalla wa Ala gave tawfiq to 3, 5, 6 families. They don't tell anybody. And they put up a 3-story masjid in Mada Plata. When you go to Mada Plata, they will even tell you, the authorities, you must visit that mosquito, you must visit that masjid there. Non-Muslims telling the tourists, you must go there. So when we go there, I can't speak Spanish. I'm staying nearby when I'm walking. People stop and I can see they're asking, what's this building and construction? So I just tell them, just wait, get somebody from the masjid. So see how many things are happening. Obviously, on the other side, we find certain incidents. Brother comes to me, he says, Sheikh, I want to ask you something. I said, what? He says, Jummah, Salat, I come to this masjid, but Sunday I go to church. So I just look down, I say, but why are you going to church? So he says, you know, I don't want to fight with my wife and so forth. And then I just go to keep her happy, but I don't read anything. Then slowly we take him one side. We start explaining to him and so forth. They see you're a Muslim. So all these challenges are there. But brothers, when we travel in this world, we go out in Jamaat and we see what is happening. Subhanallah. The signs of Allah's mercy. The greatest work. I say this many a time. Today is the work of Dawat and Tabligh. Everywhere in the world. From there you go to Brazil, we were there. What do you see in Brazil? 200 million people plus. Over 100 masajid. Some people even counted more. Muslims over 100,000. But some masajid closed. Some masajid totally closed. Your Maulana Abdul Ghani from Marisburg. I went to meet his father when he was alive. Allah gave him Jannatul Firdaus. His leg amputated. I put my hand on his other foot. He had a towel. And I told him in Mehman, I said, Haji Sahab, and jo putar ke paacho na barja. You don't call your son again. I saw with my own eyes what he's doing there and what Dawat Tabligh is doing. So he said, no, we won't call him. He can come for holiday, but he must stay there. Then I sent a message to him and I told him, see, I went to visit your father. See, when you look at the Qurbani, the father's leg is amputated, but even he's saying, no, I'll leave my son there. Well, what is all this? This is the barakah of Dawat and Tabligh. Our young ulama, young brothers going in Jamaat, in Dawat, in Tabligh, and going far and wide, so that they can let the noor of Islam spread to all four parts of the world. My brothers, if you just go see there in Brazil, how much work they are doing. Subhanallah. I give you an example of Ramadan. And I was there, it was the last Jummah. They told me, you must go to this masjid. So I said, fine. I went there, I see only Pakistanis there. So I told him, Maulana, mujhe to ya Urdu mein baat karni hai. They said, yes, you speak Urdu. So we spoke Urdu all day. That Imam sahab was happy. He said, mere khal se, ke what we do, that even eat namaz, we must start here. And he's telling me, aap eat ki namaz bhi para le. So I said, jo bhi aapka mashura hai, whatever. So subhanallah, you will see small musallas coming up everywhere. So many Muslims there, from different countries, and everyone looking for Islam. So my brothers, the only thing that will unite us all is this work of Dawat and Tabligh. Irrespective of where we come from, in Argentina, when I stand there and deliver the Jummah lecture or khutbah, you just see our brothers from Senegal. So many brothers from Senegal. I ask, what you're doing? He say, we got shop, we're doing this. And they all, mashallah, very happy there. From there you go to Chile. What do you see in Chile? You will find our young ulama. They took Hazrat Sheikh Mawlana Zakariya Nawar Allah's kitab Fazail A'mal. Our Mawlana Suleiman Jada is from my hometown, from Heidelberg. He was a very young boy, you know. Mashallah, today is big Sheikh there. And he and some other ulama and brothers, they got together. And years of effort. They translated the whole Fazail A'mal in Spanish. Today, almost every masjid musalla you go to, you will find Fazail A'mal is being read there in Spanish. Who did it? The South African. See how Allah is taking work. Anybody Allah will take his work from. I'm mentioning this incident to you, my brothers, so that when you start reflecting, you say, Main kya kar sakta ho? It's not Main kya kar sakta ho? What will I do? You must say, Ya Allah, you use me for your deen. You use me for Dawat and Tabligh. You use me for this, Ya Allah. Allah se mangna hai aur Allah se manwana hai. We have to beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We have to have that fikr and that dard. Ya Allah, in South Africa we are so many ulama, so many huffaz, so many masajid. These people don't even have one masjid in some countries. The whole country, I'll tell you just now. So in Chile, see how Allah, the entire universe is in the control of Allah. When I was there, brothers, last year I was there, I think. The Imam, the Maulana came and told me that we just received an invitation from the President and all the Muslim countries, Arab countries, ambassadors and the ulama and imams all must go to the royal palace. For what? For iftar. I was gone. We went to the next country. But we have contact. Even now, alhamdulillah. So I told him, Maulana, aap log to bade bade log hai, royal palace ki daawat, wah kya hua, ye to batao mujhe. They all went there, to what happened? Say, subhanallah. They told us, what you going to do now? They said, it's with Maghrib time. We want to give adhan. He said, go ahead, give adhan. Then we performed salat there. And they said, first time in their life, they're hearing adhan and they're seeing people performing salat and all that. See, Allah will make it such that they themselves will offer all the facilities if hum pakke sache musalman ban jaye. Right in the palace, they told them, you give your adhan, you read your salat, you do everything. Whatever you say, we will agree, you are our guest. So brothers, and there's no rukawat in South America. Very few obstacles.
I'm just giving you these examples. Our work must be for the whole world. But from here we should draw inspiration and motivation. During Ramadan time this year we went to Colombia. When we landed there, then subhanallah, they said, no, you mustn't come here to Bogota, you must go to Medellin or Medellin, what, different ways of pronouncing it. So we went. MashaAllah, one Pakistani brother came, and then they said he is the Consul General of Pakistan. I said, subhanallah, I'm Consul General. They said, the same day, he's telling me, he's speaking Urdu. He say ke aap South Africa wale mujhe bahut pasand hai aur ye jo aap kaam kar rahe hai waghaira jo hai ke daawat tabligh ka madaris ka aur ye sab mujhe bahut pasand hai aur main kehta hu ke jo bhi main kar sakta hu main karunga. See, politician, Allah Ta'ala is using him. He takes us everywhere from here to there and so forth. In Colombia, two incidents quickly. I walked into one masjid and there was a young brother. My eyes just fell on him. I made salamu alaikum. And then he said, wa alaikum salam. And he started speaking English very fluently. So I asked him that, where did you learn so good English? Because normally I see the people here, they struggle when we converse with them in English. He smiled and said, come, I tell you my story. He's only 16, 17 years old. Say, my name is Ahmed, Ahmed or Muhammad. And he said that, I tried all the religions. I say, you're so young and you tried. He say, I tried this, I tried this. One day, I saw these people with big, big turbans and long, long kurtas. I said, wait, these people, I think they must be good people. So he said, I went with them. Jamaat it was. And then I started inquiring, subhanallah, now he's Muslim about 5 years or so. He's only 16, 17. So very young age he started. And he says, I'm the only Muslim in my family. I said, your father, mother, brother, no one. I say, he's fasting. They say, my mother says, you're still my son. I'll still wake up 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock and give you your sehri and everything. But maybe, so I told him Abu Huraira, Sayyidina Abu Huraira, radiallahu anhu's incident. I said, Ahmed or Muhammad, I get mixed up always with his name. I said, take inspiration from this. In Sahih Muslim is mentioned. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu comes to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and is weeping, sobbing and crying. Ma yubkika ya Abu Huraira, why are you crying so much? The Habib Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking him. He says, ya Rasulullah, my mother used such unsavory comments and made such terrible remarks regarding you. It's my mother after all, but I can't tolerate it. I can't bear it, ya Rasulullah. Make dua for my mother. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes dua. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu returns home. He wants to enter. The mother says, ala rislik ya Abu Huraira. You wait. And thereafter, she was busy taking ghusl, everything. Then she opened the door. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, the greatest shaykhul hadith of this ummah, he runs back to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, crying, weeping. Now ma yubkika ya Abu Huraira, why are you crying now? Said, ya Rasulullah, first time was crying of sadness. Now it's crying of happiness and joy. Inna umma Abi Huraira qad aslamat. The mother of Abu Huraira embraced Islam. See, moqa ishanasi. You must know how to look at the occasion. He knows Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so elated, so happy. He asks and requests Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you make dua for me also. Whenever the ummah hear my name, then they must feel a special affinity, the special connection with me. You ask any ustad who teaches hadith, any student who's studying hadith, when we read an Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we feel that affinity and love for the great Shaykhul Hadith Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. So in that way we explain to him and everything. Subhanallah, I told him, see, there will be istima day very soon, so you must go and so forth. See how Allah Ta'ala is using. People from various countries, Pakistan, India, and where they're coming. And subhanallah, people fair in complexion, people other complexion, other languages, all entering the fold of Islam. And subhanallah, you see our brothers, their qurbani, Allah Ta'ala is showing what things are going to happen, will happen, and are happening. Colombia, my brothers, now, we went for Hajj, Allah Ta'ala accept the Hajj, Allah Ta'ala protect the Haramain Sharifain and Majidul Aqsa also. In our group, there was a brother, Haji Muhammad Dokrat. Some of you, I'm sure, know him from Durban. So I was sitting, then he told me himself, he said, I'm Maulana Muhammadi. There he was there in Argentina, and now he is there. Maulana Huzaifa Muhammadi is gone to Colombia. I said, no, I know him very well. So he said that his wife is my daughter. I said, MashaAllah. Then when we were alone, so again I told him, Baji, I want to ask you something. I saw what work Maulana is doing, and MashaAllah, his appa also must be doing very good work. So yeah, in Makkah, in Mina, we were speaking this. I said, you promised me one thing. So he smiled, he said, what? I said, I know you're missing your daughter, but do me a favor, that if they come for holiday, everything is fine, but don't tell them to come back, you leave them there. And you must give the targhib and give all the encouragement. They said, no, we'll do that. Lo and behold, we came back from Hajj after about 2 weeks or 2.5 weeks. Yeah, he passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. See, brothers. This is sadaqah jariya for him. That, then we were in contact and everything. And I related the story to them, to Maulana and his appa. See, in the youth, 25, 30 years old, go and with their small, small minor children, and say, Ya Allah, like what Tariq bin Ziyad did. If you study the history of Spain, subhanallah. Tariq bin Ziyad said that we will now let Islam come alive here, or we will give our lives. Then Islam stayed for 8 centuries. See, Allah choosing whoever He wants to. The Noor of Islam from Jabal al-Noor, from Ghare Hira to way is spreading. And Allah is using whoever He wishes. From there you come to Uruguay. What is Uruguay, brothers? وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا Uruguay. Subhanallah. 4 years ago or so I was there. And it was Ramadan. So I met one brother from India late at night. We were passing through. I tell him, Bey, hum to musafir hai. Aapne tarawih ki namaz waira ya isha. So he looked down. So he said, ye Uruguay, there is not a single masjid in the whole country. There is not a single alim, not a single hafiz. We came back, we made some mashura. Imagine till today, my brothers, in Uruguay, whole country, 4 million people, as I speak to you, there isn't a single masjid in the whole country. We just take Durban, how many masajid we go? You come to where I am in Lanesia. Lanesia alone, you include Lanesia, Zakaria Park, more than 50 masajid. Whole country, not one single masjid. They took me around. Ghor se sunna, listen attentively, brothers. When we do the work of Dawat, Tabligh, and all this, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala lets that noor spread. Then the brothers took me around, this was last year also, or 2 years ago, I can't remember. They said, but we want to show you something. In 1940s, 1950s or so around there, there were 3 masajid here in Montevideo. The first masjid we went, we still call it masjid. You will see on the walls everything there, the calligraphy, the Quranic ayats, everything is still there. But the more Muslims, no one reading Salat. So they took it and they then changed it, transformed it into some museum. When there's no work, no dawah, no effort, then we lose what we got also. It was a Sunday. Then they took me to a place. The church was going on, the service was going on. They were very reluctant. They said, no, see, hamare masjid ko girja bana diya. Our masjid, they made it into a church. So I said, bhaiyo, main to musafir aadmi ho, you all stay outside, let me go inside. So then they made himmat, they also came. When I went inside, from that side, for example, that Padri was teaching whatever. He saw me, he left and he came. So I joked with him a little bit. I said, Mr. or whatever, I said, see, our clothes are very similar, you know. So he just smiled and everything. In the meantime, I told the Satis, you're all very good with the smartphones and everything. We're not so smart, like, you know. With the smartphone, you're very smart with this. Just see which way is Qibla. You can still see the signs of the masjid. Subhanallah, they found out the direction of Qibla. The minaret is still there, the sign is still there, everything there. Our masjid now is a church. Third one, 3 masajid in Montevideo. And they took me there, you see now they change it into block of offices. Brothers, I sit in this masjid. And I tell you from my heart, the first time I went there I was crying. Ya Allah, aisi jagah par aaye, ki pure mulk pe masjid nahi. How can this happen? That this ummah allows a whole country and there's no masjid in there. And I asked them how many Muslims. They said 2,000 Muslims. I said 2,000 Muslims or ek bhi masjid nahi. I said where you read Jummah? They said no, there's one small day by the embassy, there's one small place we read Jummah there. So see, we must have that fikr and dard for the ummah. That we have to now revive, and the only way this can happen in this day and this age is through the work of Dawat and Tabligh. Go everywhere. Hamare apne islah ke liye, and Allah will let everything else happen. Remember this, brothers. You youngsters, you like to hear stories. It's Ramadan. I'm sitting days after Asr. So I saw there in the corner 2 policemen in their uniform. There we don't speak no politics, nothing, all straightforward talks. So I asked Maulana, you know, policemen, they're not looking for me or something. He said, no, you don't worry about all that. They come every day. So I say, come every day, but what did we in the masjid? He said, no, one husband, he assaulted his wife very badly and she went and laid a charge and whatever, long story. So she come, so she, he does not hit her and assault her. I said, chalo. So I carried on with my talk, that I don't think they understood because they don't really speak English, they're all Spanish. Anyway, after that, now is iftar time. So they there. So I see our satis, they gave them 1-2 dates. I say, bhai, what are you going to do with dates? Give them samosas and bhajiyas and all this kind of thing. They love all this kind. So mashallah, they gave samosa, bhajiya, whatever. You know, South African style. Then we went for meals and we came back. So now if we in front, like, you know. At the back, what happens? The youngsters, they do their own thing sometimes. So 1-2 of them got friendly with this police. So one of them must have told him, police, just come. You just also read Taraweeh with us. Now a young, one was an elderly man, one was a young man. See, brothers, if Allah wants to give hidayat, what happens? So the one youngster told the young police, just read with us. You know, Muslim, nothing, no question of wuzu and all that. So he also just said, let me try some exercise, like, you know. So he read. And then they went away, all that. Now afterwards, this youngster came to me and say, you know how we read namaz? I say, how? He say, he was standing next to me. First he put his hands like this by the chest. Then he put his hands here like this by the navel. Then he put his hands there on the side. And then after the salam, he went away. So I say, bhai, aap samjhe, you didn't understand what the police did. You see what he did? I say, when he started, he was a Shafi. Then he became a Hanafi. Then he became a Maliki. And then he became a Salafi. And he went away. And this type of thing. What he did his job. When I went, I say, well, policeman ki tabiyat kaisi? The one who read 2 rakat. Say, Musalman, wo to Musalman ho gaya. First time he read namaz, yes, going through the motions. Subhanallah. Somebody's tears, somebody's effort, somebody's crying. He made just naqali. He just went through the motions. But today he's recited of Kalima La ilaha. See, brother. Today our ulama are there. Hifz class has started. Musalla, markaz. It becomes a musalla, markaz automatically. But still no masjid. So imagine a whole country. So brothers, when we go to these countries, from there we landed up in Paraguay. Big population of Bangladesh brothers. Beautiful masjid. And then I gave a talk. It was all Ramadan time. I like to go Ramadan, all these countries. The people, hearts are soft. And mashallah, you don't have to call anybody. Everybody is a pakki pakai. All are ready, waiting. You must speak. You know, and mashallah, whatever. Urdu ho, English ho, Arabic. Allah put in our heart, you just speak whatever. So I spoke everything. Then that Imam Sahib stood up. Imam Sahib said, "Main to bahut naraaz hoon Mufti Sahib se." He pointed to me and he said, so I got a shock. So he said, "I'm very upset with this person here." So I asked him then softly, I said, "Sab khair hai." He said, "Khair to hai. But yeah, you did very bad. How can you come here for one night? You must stay here 1 week." So that's why I'm so upset. See, brothers, they are so thirsty. We have to go there. We have to take jamaat there. The ulama have to go there. Everybody is thirsty. Then I asked them 2-3 questions. Ye masjid itni shandar hai. Kisne banaya? The Bangladesh brothers. They said, "Hum kisi ke paas nahi gaye. Allah Ta'ala ne humko kitne, how much Allah gave us. We all got together and we put this masjid up." Paraguay is so good. These countries, they have big problem, you know, giving adhan in a mic and all that. In Paraguay, they allow them to give adhan in mic and everything. You say, "Karo jo kuch karna." See, brother, when you travel in this world, what you see? We go to Venezuela. Venezuela is an ajeeb country. You know, when I went, petrol was so cheap. Now I'm not sure. So sometime when you fill up petrol and you got the big notes, and in the morning, for example, he don't have change, he'll tell you, "Just go, man. It's all right. You don't have to pay also." So I see, to see a barkati country, you fill up whole tank and you don't have to pay also, you know, like that. To khair all that. Now, brothers, listen to this. You youngsters, these holidays. We have to use our holidays and make it holy days. Use our leisure time for the pleasure of Allah. There's a youngster. Listen to his story. In 1950s, Palestinian family, because of their circumstances, they left Palestine and they migrated to Venezuela. Whatever needed, Allah Ta'ala gave them millions and millions. They got their own personal jets and everything. So these brothers tell me, "You must go here, you must go." I say, "Alhamdulillah, we go." And I travel with my wife, you know. No wife, no life business. So we go. So I went there and I met the father. He was crying because he knew I'm coming. Then anyway, they related the whole story to me. The story of Hazim. Listen to this. This youngster, Palestinian, he never saw Palestine because he was born, you know. And Jamaat's coming from India, Pakistan. And he's in a masjid, in, out. I love to make their khidmat. And Allah Ta'ala chose him. Parents tell him, "Come sleep at home, what you want?" He said, "No, I love these people." He sleep in a masjid. So the Jamaat told him 3 days to 3 din ke liye. Jamaat told him 40 days to 40 din ke liye. Jamaat told him 4 months. He said, then his parents say, "Bhai, after board you, 4 months now, what do you want to go here in India, Pakistan and all this thing?" He said, "No, let me go." So the parents got a little bit upset. He took his car, he sold it. He said, "Jana to hai Allah ke raah mein." See, niyat. He had that 100% conviction, "I must do." Subhanallah, he went. He came back, still there was a little bit, you know, up and down between him and his family. One brother here, one here, they got their own personal jets and everything. And he, every time he comes, mashallah, first kurta, then amama, then this. Subhanallah, he started becoming hafiz. He went inside the Kaaba, Musharrafah, Baytullah also. He came to South Africa also. So many things happened in his life. Young man. Then he got married. Allah blessed him with a child also. I'm just making it short. Then the day came, his wife said, "We must go to that nikah or something." He said, "Okay, I'll go. But let me go read Isha Salat." This is in a place in Venezuela called Valencia. So, whilst going to the masjid, They took me to that road also. And there, subhanallah, in his youth, accident took place and he passed away. Now there in Venezuela, if a Muslim person passes away, you get 20, 30 people for janazah, you're very lucky, like, you know. People are good their own lives. Here, the one brother, he said, the brother told me himself, he said, you must tell my story wherever you go. So you see, I was sitting in London, another brother in Paris, another one here and there, and I, everywhere, like. Anyway, they waited for them, all coming in with their private jets and everything. When they saw people from here and there, hundreds of people, and everyone crying. You see, Hazim taught me Surah Fatiha. Hazim taught me how to make wuzu. Hazim taught me this. The brother said, Hazim, we objected on him. But Hazim brought so much izzet to our family. No, we must change our life. You look at the brothers today, subhanallah, everyone looks like a big sheikh and sheikhul hadith, big, big beard, big, big amama. Our akabir go with them sometime to ishtima and this type of places. That everything now they use, every madrasa I went to, is called madrasa to Hazim. One man, one youngster, I think he was less than 30 years old when he passed away. In his late mid-20s, maybe 27, 28, subject to confirmation. And he left this world. I went to the house, I told my wife, go to his wife and we want to see the child and all that. Subhanallah, every madrasa now is becoming Madrasa Hazim Day in South America. Why? One youngster, today was Friday, Islamically Saturday. We read Surah Kahf, you read Surah Kahf, I read Surah Kahf. What Allah tells us? Why must we read Surah Kahf? It's a lesson for every strata of society. Today the father, Abdul Hamid, is 80 years old. When he hugged me, he was crying. He said, come, I tell you the story. And they all speak of Hazim. Say, my beloved son. But in the starting, it was very difficult for them. But Hazim ne kaya tabdil kaya palat gaya. All the tables turned. The whole family. They're changing not only the environment, they're changing so many other things. See, my brothers, Allah says, cry to Allah, use me for your deen. Allahumma ij'alni min al-maqbooleen. Make me your khadim, ya Allah. Make me that I go. You are not alim, you're not hafiz, never mind. Say that I will carry on with dawat and tabligh. My son will become, by mutaji, by bhajya, I heard him many times saying. People used to ask him, by Mota, ab alim ho? He said, nahi, main to alim nahi, lekin alim ka walid saab ho. And dono chale gaya, Allah ta'ala, baal baal maghfirat farmaye, our maulana saab hai, najib hai. See, brothers, everyone, there's no excuse. We all, and we live here in South Africa. Who got any excuse? None of us. I told the brother, I say, me to itna dur se, I came from so far, and I don't go to Hazim's grave. So that is a grave injustice. I haven't met Hazim, but take me to Hazim. Subhanallah, when they started raining. So he said, no, now we can't go. I said, no, we must go. Then I told him, come, I tell you one story. They all businessmen, you know. So I told him, my ustad, in Makkah Mukarrama, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, Hafizahullah. I sit by him many times. He's like the biggest sheikh in the world today in tafsir. So he's told me, come and ask you a question. And mashallah, it's very good to tell you this. It's a drizzling, raining. So he say, answer this riddle. You know the teacher asks you a riddle. So he say, Abdul Qadir, answer this. So I say, Sheikh, if we know we'll answer, we don't know we'll ask the sheikh. He say, Uhibbul fitnah. Fitna is something you must hate. Now he say, I love fitna. Wa akrahul haq. And I dislike the truth. Truth is something we must embrace. Wa afirru min rahmatillah. And I run away from the mercy of Allah. We have to run to the mercy of Allah. And he's saying, run away from the mercy of Allah. Wa uswalli bi ghayri huzu. And I read salat without huzu. Everyone is upside down. Now he raises his voice. He says, sort it out. Solve the problem.
I say, Sheikh, it's too difficult. I'll just tell me the answers. You know, where do we know? We don't know. We simple. Then he starts smiling. He says, see, uhibbul fitna. I love fitna. Innama amwalukum wa awladukum fitna. This wealth of yours, this asset of yours, and this children, grandchildren of yours, they are a trial and a test for you. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rendering the khutbah. And Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, when the Master alayhi salam's demise took place, they were only 7 and 8 years old respectively. Wa alayhima ahmaran yamshiyan. And they had the red clothes on. They were children. And they were walking, they fell down. The Master alayhi salatu salam stopped the khutbah, went and picked up his beloved Nawasa and said, Sadaqallah, Allah spoke the truth. Innama amwalukum wa awladukum fitna. Your wealth, your assets, your children, your grandchildren are a test and trial for you. I am the Nabi of Allah, and I could not bear to see my grandchildren falling down. The love Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam had, and how much love they had for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he said, "Uhibbul fitna wa akrahul haqq." I dislike the truth. Al-mawtu haqqun. Al-mawtu haqqun. So we all have to die. Karo jo kuch karna hai, akhir maut hai. So who can say I'm no escape and death is inevitable? Wa afirru min rahmatillah. I run away from the mercy of Allah. When it rains, we all dash for cover. Wa huwa alladhi yunazzilu al-ghaytha min ba'di ma qanatu wa yanshuru rahmata. Allah Ta'ala called His mercy, He called His rain mercy. وَأُسْوَلِّي بِغَيْرِ هُذُو. I read Salat without Huzu. Say, how we can read Salat without Huzu? He say, I read Salat ala Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without Huzu. There Huzu is not prerequisite. It's better to have Huzu for Durood Sharif, but not compulsory. So I explained to him this whole story, and subhanAllah, the rain stopped. So he got very happy. He said, come, we go. Then we went to Hazim's grave, and we made dua, and we cried and everything. My brother, I got few minutes left. Inshallah, tashkil will start just now. See, my brothers, each one of us, 1439 has started. Kya kamaya, kya khoya? What have we done? Just do some reflection. This life Allah has given us. I read Salat, I read this, I did this. This I did for myself. What I did for the Ummah? What did I do for the Ummah or Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What did I do for my children? What did I do for my family? Think about it seriously. What was the greatest legacy Nabi alayhi salam taught us? That we leave, that we go with Iman and Islam. Our children go with Iman and Islam. Believe you me, brothers, I've been with Allah's help, and I do a lot of programs on all these different stations. How many times the question comes, my brother, Allah forbid, he just left the fold of Islam. My sister just left. So my son just left the fold of Islam. What do you say? One is easy, we just give the fatwa and finish. But dild mein jo dard hota hai. Do we really worry that somebody left the fold of Islam, my brothers? Think about it seriously. The greatest bounty, the greatest gift Allah conferred upon us is the wealth of Iman and Islam. Two du'as quickly. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, daily leaving the Hujra Mubarakah, the room, coming for Fajr Salat. What would Nabi alayhi salam read? Is sunnah du'a, you ask any alim, open Mishkat, Musnad Ahmad, famous hadith. Allahumma ij'al fi qalbi nura. وفي سمعي نورا وفي بصري نورا وفي لساني نورا وأن يميني نورا وأن شمالي نورا وأمامي نورا وأمامي نورا وورائي نورا وفوقي نورا وتحتي نورا. Every way, all directions, وفي بدني نورا. So me and you, we have to take this noor. You know when we had load shedding? We took the one candle and then we ignited 5-6 other candles. So take this noor, my brothers, of Iman and Islam, which Allah has blessed us with, and let us ignite the hearts of others as well. When we go in Dawat, we go in Tabligh, we go with the Jamaat, all these things here. First of all, we will be reforming ourselves. We come out from our comfort zone and we realize that this is the effort. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah said, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Say, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is my way and path. I invite towards Almighty Allah, Allah basiratin. One day I was there at Masjid-e-Noor. I told you the topic is Noor. This is early 70s. We went there in Madinah Munawwara to Hazrat Mawlana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib. Nawwar Allah Marqadahu. What a great alim he was. So we asked few questions. Then Hazrat looked at me and said, Hum ish wajah se kehte hai ke har jamaat ke saath ek alim hona chahiye. Basiratin ka matlab yehi hai ke whatever we do, we must find a dalil for it in Quran and Sunnah. He said that see this ayat here. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is inviting towards Almighty Allah with firm conviction. So we must have the firm conviction. Ana wa manittaba'ani. If we now don't have the conviction, then how are we going to be convincing others? So that is how iman ki kamzori. So we have to increase the iman, the noor iman, the yaqeen. All these things here we have to do, my brothers. Next one, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is begging. Allah, give me this noor. Give me this noor for my entire body, all the important parts of the body. Why? Imam Ghazali rahimahullah said, they asked him, what is the definition of noor? He said, al-zahiru li nafsihi wal-muzhir li ghayrihi. That itself is illuminated, and then you spread the noor to others as well. So each one, ask Allah, Ya Allah, I'm going on park lights. Let me go on bright lights, Ya Allah. Let me become ambassador of Islam. You are here in Durban. MashaAllah, you got the ocean here. Every time when we land here, so I tell my wife, look at the ocean. She knows what I'm talking about. We have to make the choice, brothers. We have to make the choice. When you in Durban, Cape Town, you see the bubble, the foam on top, and you see the water at the bottom. So we have to ask ourselves, which side are we? Are we the bubble and foam? Or are we the water? That is the example Allah is giving. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً. As for the bubble and foam, that is a symbol and a sign of falsehood. It will remain on top for a little while, and then it will disappear. You and me, O brother, O Muslim, we all are Muslim, alhamdulillah. Who are we? وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. That we are the water. How water is the essence of life. Take the water of Islam. Take the water of Iman. The people, believe you me, are thirsty in this world. Not for material things. They're thirsty for Deenul Islam. How many of us will go? Maybe everybody can go to South America. But South Africa we can go. Nearby we can go. So please, brothers, you got a beautiful town, beautiful city. And you got the ocean reminding you. It is my choice. Will I always remain the bubble? Or must I become the water? Without this water, we can't survive. Without deen, how we can survive? Think about it. So my brothers, each one, in the heart, depth of our heart, I need this work, you need it, we all need it. Ummat ko jorna hai. Remember this. And the only way this ummah will unite, this work of Dawat and Tabligh, Allah Jalla Wala gave the insight, the foresight to our Akabir and Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Nawar Allah Marqadahu, Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Nawar Allah Marqadahu, Hazrat Ji Mawlana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahimahul Nawar Allah Marqadahu. And the work is going on. Subhanallah. So each one of us, my brothers, I beg you, you know that today the halat in the world, what is happening? You know, I'm in media, so I like to keep on just updating. One country, communist, today's news, I must still verify it 100%, but normally I know when I see that news, it's normally authentic. They are collecting and confiscating the Qurans from the Muslim. See, imagine, some countries, some places, they don't allow them to even read Quran. So many challenges.
the ummah is facing. So I beg you, brothers, the brother will make tashkil, each one. Say, I want to go out for the love of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah. If Hazim could do it in his young age, and today he left a legacy, every madrasa became Madrasa Hazim today, in the whole of South America almost. So why I can't do it? It is our holidays coming. It's holidays now, you my youngsters. Surah Kahf, I just finished with this. What is in Surah Kahf? Every strata of society Allah addressed. نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ نَبَاهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِ. They were a group of youngsters. The king, the ruler called them and asked them, who is Allah, who is the ma'bud, and who must you worship, and the deity, and all. They said, Allah. He said, I will execute you, but you're very young, I give you one day chance. Subhanallah, youngsters went. They went to the mouth of the cave. They cried to Allah, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا. Every one of us should learn this dua. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. Oh Allah, grant us from your side the special mercy that will envelope us, encompass us. Ya Allah, all these challenges and problems and obstacles, وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا. Ya Allah, you arrange for us all our matters, our affairs. They went inside the cave, the mouth of the cave closed. Allah want to show karamat of these youngsters. They were sab'a wa thaminuhum kalbuhum. With them there was a dog also. Allah Ta'ala mentioned the dog also because these were pious people. See Quran. وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ ثَلَاثَ مِيَةِ سِنِينَ وَازْدَادُوا تِسْعًا. Miracle ijaz of Quran, that if you count solar years, 300 years. If you count lunar years, 309 years. Allah Ta'ala kept them there, alive. Because they had that love for deen. Ya Allah, we want to preserve our iman. Allah Ta'ala kept them there. You go further. For the corporate world, how must we do business? Surah Kahf. That's why we told, Man qara'a surat al-kahfi yawm al-jumu'ah. أَضَاءَ لَهُ مِنَ النُّورِ مَا بَيْنَ الْجُمُوَتَيْنِ. Is authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai. We told you we're going to speak of Noor. Read Surah Kahf every Friday. Allah will bless us with Noor from one Friday to the next. So, this person told him, when you go to your farm and your plantation, say, مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. He said, what you talk of Allah and all that? This is all my business acumen. It's all my own intelligence. And you know today how we say, I studied this, I analyzed this. And in that split moment, split second, Allah decimated, destroyed his whole farm. يُقَلِّبُ كَفَّيْهِ. He started wringing his hand. What have happened to me? Therefore we tell our brothers, tomorrow night also, quickly let me just mention this. The night of Ashura, tomorrow night, so give some nice food, some prayer, money or whatever to your wife and whatever. Today you tell the person, when you look at your wife, you must say, Masha Allahu la quwwata illa billah. The one brother I told him, he said, no, when I look at my wife, I say, inna lillah. So I said, what you have to say inna? He said, no, she's no more smart and slim and trim and all this thing. So brothers, Masha Allahu la quwwata illa billah. See, the Quran is teaching us through business, the corporate world. Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam incident, the lesson for the ulama. Allah can give you so much knowledge, but still there are so many aspects of knowledge we don't know. Oh, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, go there, Majma'ul Bahrain, where the two oceans meet. I'm not saying it happened in Cape Town. So go there, and you will find Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam, he'll teach you. So that's why we read Surah Kahf. So brothers, each one of us, we in need of this work. We have to increase the nur within ourselves. Allah Jalla Wala. In Surah Kahf, Sa'id bin Musayyab is a great tabi'i, great scholar of Medina. He says, Sa'id bin Musayyab, he says, when I read Surah Kahf and I come to this verse, wa abuhuma saliha. Allah spoke of the two orphans and the two yatim, and how Allah protected their wealth.
Allah, he says, when I read this ayat, wa abuhuma saliha, then Allah protected the wealth of the children. So this motivates me to do more and more good actions. Allah will protect my children also. Come, my brothers, everybody. That Allah, we want the deen to be protected in our families, in the ummah. So we are the ones that we should be doing some great work. Great work now is the spiel. Sab kare ho jao, inshaAllah.